You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com on WCRS FM 98.3 and 102.1, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network and TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Live their lives between birth and death in a struggle to be someone who loves and to be someone others love, to have a life that can be looked back on with gladness and not sadness.
Everyone, all folk, Christians and non-Christians alike, desire good from living, but stuff happens. How do we create a bridge from one incident of stuff to not only survive, but thrive and grow to meet stuff again?
How we handle these journeys is the key. Pastor O has words of wisdom, discernment, and knowledge to provide light on the way and hope for the future.
It's not about being perfect, but keep on going no matter what. No matter what. No matter what. This is Pastor O Speaks, heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. The world's greatest radio. You're in touch with Pastor O Speaks, and I'm Pastor Orinda Hawkins Brinkley, and I'm in the studio with Pastor Katrina Hawkins Bowles.
Hello, hello.
And this is radio, the way it should be heard. Ow! Thank you, Steve Marsh. Sometimes you just got to say thank you.
Thank you.
You know?
Thank you.
And thank you, Rachel Taylor.
The people that call things to be as though they were.
Not.
Not.
But they spoke it into existence.
Yes.
Well.
We are in it again. And we are talking about something that's so big. It's so big it gets on my nerves.
It's real big.
Yeah. And it's at the core of our humanity.
Yes.
I'm just being real.
You're being real.
Because we talking about do the right thing.
Do the right thing.
Yes.
And you know, that right thing is nebulous.
It sure enough is.
Because we can be right, doing the right thing, but not the right time.
Or doing the right thing for the wrong reason.
Right. You know? And we all get caught up. Paul, you know, the great apostle.
Our brother in Christ, Paul.
The great apostle.
Yes.
Of the New Testament.
Yeah.
Who wrote every epistle there was, almost.
Well, there's some
sure about
controversy.
Anyway. Anyway. that's just that, you know.
And James.
That theologian. You know. the academician.
Academician?
Yeah, theologian's attitude. Anyway. All that stuff. But anyway, he wrote in this letter to the church at Rome.
Yes.
And I have come to believe that he was literally journaling. You know?
Okay.
He was journaling.
Mm-hmm.
Because what he wrote in chapter 7... And read it in this is, I'm going to tell y'all, it continually boggles my brain that we would stick to the King James Version as the only Bible of value when it's hard sometimes to understand what the Sam Hill is saying. So, my dear daughter, fruit of my loins.
Yes, mama dear.
Will you please read chapter 7, verse 15, please?
Okay, and once again, this is from the great, of course, King James Version. The only real and accurate Bible there is.
Anyway, go ahead. Just read it. Let's go ahead.
Okay, and Paul says, starting at 15, for that which I do, I allow not. For what I would... that do I not. But what I hate, that do I. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. Now then, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me.
That's called passing the buck. I'm just saying, you know. So we're going to say.
The original devil made me do it.
Yeah, the devil made me do it. The original, the devil made me do it.
Yeah.
And so the things I want to do, I don't do.
Uh-huh.
And the things I don't want to do, that's what I do. What's my problem?
But check it. You had to let me finish. You stopped me at 17.
Well, yeah, because.
But you have to listen. Paul has a rationale for this.
Okay.
The rationale is in 18. And Paul says, for I know that in me dwelleth no good thing.
Oh, my goodness. Poor thing. He can't. How can he love himself if ain't nothing good in him? You know, and yet, gospel says you love other people the way you love yourself.
Whoo, which hints one of the problems that we have.
Which brings about a cognitive dissonance.
Yeah.
And emotional upheaval.
Yes.
You cannot go and do beyond what you know to go and do beyond.
Expectation that is so beyond capacity.
Yes. So, I believe Paul was, that was in his letter.
Mm-hmm.
But you know how people blog?
Yeah.
He was blogging.
Yeah.
That was that age's blog, you know what I'm saying? And so you blog what you feel, you blog what you think.
Mm-hmm.
He was in a struggle as a leader. And I think that he had some serious stuff that he was trying to deal with, trying to be a leader.
Yes.
Because he obviously said, I ain't doing what I want to do. I end up keep repeating the same thing over, you know. I keep doing what I don't want to do. What is wrong?
Yeah.
And, it can't be me. It's got to be sin. I'm separating myself. I'm good, but sin is bad.
Yeah.
But I do the sin part.
Yeah.
So in his goodness, he does the sin. But it's hard to get that. And so we start thinking that because we don't have victory over it, that makes us bad.
Well, the problem is that somewhere in our head, we keep expecting us to get it perfectly right.
Well.
We keep, that's what we want.
Yeah.
A part of us really wants us to get it right. We really do.
Yeah.
We don't like making mistakes.
No.
We don't like feeling inadequate.
No.
And we really don't like being a failure.
No, we don't.
We don't.
But all of that is relative.
Well, of course, everything is relative.
I'm just saying, you know, if you dare to look back. See, we don't like to look back because it hurts.
No, we don't like to look back because if we look back, we see the failures and we see the mistakes.
Right. That we need to learn from.
Yeah, but.
But we need them.
I know.
Because we wouldn't be where we are now, in the present, without the past being what it was.
And that's real. And that's just plain old period at the end of the sentence.
And so if you are where you are and you love it,
mm-hmm.
then you should be able to look back on it with joy.
Yeah.
If you're where you are and you hate it, then you have to look back at how you got there, because you will remain in a place of hating it if you don't figure out how you got here, so you won't keep doing that stuff over and over again.
And that just takes us back to the thing of introspection that we have been playing with and talking about.
All along.
Yeah.
1 Corinthians chapter 3,
mm-hmm.
verse 16
says,
don't you know that you are the temple of God and the Spirit of God lives in you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
See, Paul wrote this to the Corinthians.
Yeah.
Now, what he was writing to the Corinthians was a different kind of letter that he wrote to the Romans.
Because they were a different church. They had different issues.
They were partiers. They knew how to party. They knew how to have a good time.
Well, you think about it. Come on now. Where was Corinth? Corinth was in Greece.
Yes.
What happened in Greece?
Everything.
All right. Greece
was
so big on the party, and they had to make a god of wine. Dionysus was the god of wine. But anyway, this is a little side.
But I'm just saying, you know. So when we know now, we have the advantage,
yeah,
of not looking at a letter at a time, but looking at all of the letters,
the whole canon.
Of the pastoral, the epistles, mm-hmm. the pastoral letters included, but we're not looking at a pastoral letter here, but we're looking at something else, to churches, to people. So he said, now, you know, you are the temple of God. And so why do we resist? I buy books. I don't always read them every time I get them.
Or all of them.
But I do read them. And yeah. And I went through a period of introspection yesterday, wondering why my reactions to what they were, what was happening, was what it was.
Okay.
And going back and trying to figure out my emotional platform.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so I said, let me look at this book. You Can Heal Your Life. And I did it after I realized that an emotional intelligence, evaluation that they did at the Senate Assembly, I had to fill out a form for one of the people, my idea of who that person was,
mm-hmm.
on the website for Hay House. And this is a Hay House book.
Okay.
I said, oh my God, the seminary was using something from Hay House. Let me look at this book. And so I read this. It says, in the infinity of life where I am,
mm-hmm.
all is perfect, whole, and complete. I now choose calmly and objectively to see my old patterns, and I'm willing to make changes. I am teachable. I can learn. I am willing to change. I choose to have fun doing this. That's like my favorite thing. Anything is hard to do, but if you can have fun while you're doing it, that's when it's really good, you know. I choose to react as though I have found a treasure when I discover something else to release. That I found a treasure. Whenever you think about a treasure, you think about something you should keep.
Yeah.
But it says, I choose to react as though I found a treasure when I discover something else to release. I see and feel myself changing moment by moment. Thoughts no longer have any power over me. I am the power in the world. I choose to be free. All is well in my world.
Okay.
I said, oh.
And the author of this?
This is Louise L. Hay.
Okay.
She's one of the teachers of the New Age movement.
Right. Very good. Very good.
You know, I don't have to have a certain kind of restaurant to eat at it. It just has to be good food.
You know what? Not only does it have to be good food, when I walk in there, I better smell something good.
It has to smell good.
I am sorry, y'all.
It has to look good, and it got to taste good. But I'm not particular. It can be Indian.
Mm-hmm.
It can be Korean.
You talking about the kind of cuisine.
I'm saying good food.
Yeah.
Across the board.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
And so I will take the smorgasbord.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take the smorgasbord and have it all, you know, just get it good.
And for our listening audience, I have to let y'all know that these two ladies you're listening to, we have educated taste buds. And we have lived in enough places to have good food. Don't take us into any old Chinese restaurant. We got Chinese food in L.A. We've gotten Chinese food in New York. Please. And if you take us to a Mexican restaurant and they have ground beef on the menu, I'm walking out. Just a little sidebar.
But, I mean,
go ahead, Ma. I'm just saying.
We don't like ground meat tacos.
No, it's supposed to be carne asada.
Yeah, it's carne asada. I want to know something.
Yes.
I want to know, what does the Lord say?
What does the Lord say?
You know, my sister is so awesome. What does the Lord say is an informative and entertaining talk show that addresses current local and world issues from a biblical perspective? And she is off the hook. Read her blog. Their goal is to inform, inspire, and challenge the listener to consider, what does the Lord say about news events? Host Twyla, Sisters Bad, and Luana Bad engage the audience as they unapologetically share their love for Christ and insight in his word. They combine wisdom with humor to make you think, make you laugh, and make you consider. You know that word consider is a biggie. There is no ending to that one.
No.
What does the Lord say? Broadcast Thursdays on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
And a little birdie told me that they happened to heard them on 106.3.
Sunday morning.
So I would encourage you all, if you are in the Columbus metro area.
Yes, 106.3. Sunday morning, I heard them. They were off the hook. So we have some nonverbal clues.
Yes, we do. Always.
Our actions that show resistance. See, we are actually don't even know that we're resisting doing what we want to do. We don't know. Sometimes we have an idea about what we want to do, but we don't know that we are actually resisting that.
Okay.
You know, because sometimes we say what we want to do and somebody said, well, how are you going to do it? And you say, well, I don't know. I get around to it. That's changing the subject. Or when you really say you know you need to do something, but you get up and leave the room, but you don't do it.
Mm-hmm,
or
mm-hmm.
You just resist. You say you refuse to pay attention.
Refuse to just pay attention. Wow.
Or sometimes we say we're going to do something, but we assume things about others to justify why we ain't following through.
Okay. You know? Okay.
We say things like, well, I would do it, but it wouldn't do any good anyway. I would do it, but I would have to change my whole personality to get along with them people. I couldn't do it because they would not help me. They wouldn't help me.
Okay. Okay.
And then according to Louise, Sister Louise, hey, she says that we grow up with beliefs that become our resistance.
Oh yeah.
Or changing some of our ideas, limiting ideas. It's just not right. It's not right for me to do that. My family never did that. It's too far to drive. It's too much work. It's too expensive. I don't believe in it. I'm not that kind of person.
Oh, most definitely. You know, as you were doing that list, I heard in my head at the very least 5 million people who have never left their city because that's just not what they did in their family. Was that me?
I ain't saying
that. Wasn't me.
I ain't saying it. Yeah.
No, I'm just, okay. I know. I'm not trying to be me.
I know.
There are people who enjoy having a area that they have called home for generation after generation after generation.
You know what?
And I think that there are a lot of positive things
there
in that.
Great. See, and you know what? One of the, as your mother.
Yes.
I think about relationships that you and your brother didn't have a chance to build.
Yeah.
I think about that. And I wonder, did I take something away from you? I look at the emails I get from Warren County Training and Warren North Warren High School, WCTS, then WHS, where I went to, you know, where I graduated from high school, and all the things that they're doing down there. And I ain't there to do nothing with them, but, you know, and it's like, oh, I wish I was there. I can't be in North Carolina all the time. And I left North Carolina. I was there. I grew up there and went back there to leave and left again.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so I have regret, you know.
Me and my brother have had this conversation, and we've talked about the wouldas and what would have happened.
The coulda, shoulda, wouldas.
And we both have realized that things could have gone horribly wrong. Lonnie has been able to tell me maybe one, maybe two people that he went to school with that are still alive.
See? Yeah.
Elementary. We're talking about one or two from elementary.
Yeah. So, I mean, I realize that, but it's just that, you know, that wonder thing. And so, you know, to not to have given it up, or I don't know, it's a weird.
You were trying to do the right thing, and you did the right thing.
It was my that was my goal.
You did the right thing.
But along the way, it didn't look like
and,
it.
And not all choices were right. There were some wrong choices in the midst of there the were right. All,
yes.
But,
yes.
But.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, Lord.
But the,
yes.
The desire was to do the right thing.
Yes.
The desire was to do the right thing. The end product is that you now have two children. One is 34 and the other one's about to be 31 and they are alive. And they're healthy.
Yeah.
And
for the most part.
Well, listen.
Yeah,
the truth is.
The truth is.
You have to understand this, listening public. We lived in South Central L.A. We lived in South Central L.A. But yes. Wait, let me finish.
But we didn't know that until the Rodney King riots.
But it still was true.
It was.
We had my joke. It's not a joke. My joke was that we had two churches on the street, two crack houses, and a whorehouse.
Well, that's true. All right. But let me go here. But they were all nice people.
Yes, they were. Smokey really was nice. A good neighbor.
Yeah, he was. Okay. So, reasons why we don't do the right thing.
Yes.
Why we end up not. Say we want to do it. Have a clear view of what we want to do that we think is the right thing. But reasons why we don't do it. The biggest is fear.
That's a biggie,
the biggest
biggie,
category.
Biggie.
I'm not ready yet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the what are the brothers that, oh, Lord.
The you talking about the,
do it, yes.
The house?
No, I was thinking about the singers that sing Do It Now, but anyway.
Oh, I don't know.
It's not Do It Now. That's not the name of the song. I'm trying to see the Winans.
Oh, the Winans, okay.
Yeah. I'm not ready yet. You know, you have to. You better choose today. Choose the Lord today. You don't say you ain't ready. You might fail.
Yeah.
I might fail. They might reject me.
Mm-hmm.
What would the neighbors think? See, I remember that was a big in line. Why are you doing it? What would people think about you?
Let me ask you a question. What? Were these all different reasons, or these are all ways that fear can manifest
these
themselves?
These are all ways that fear
okay,
can
good.
Prevent.
All right,
you know?
Okay.
I'm afraid to tell. Okay. A spouse.
Yeah.
I might get hurt.
Yeah.
I might have to change. It might cost me money. I would rather die first or get a divorce or something else.
Mm-hmm.
I'm afraid to express my feelings. I don't want to talk about it. I don't have the energy. Who knows where I might end up? I might lose my freedom. It's too hard to do. I don't have enough money. I might hurt my back.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be perfect. I might. That I might thing.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, that's always, see, fears based a lot of times on possibilities, not realities.
Yes, that's right.
I don't trust anyone. If you don't trust anyone, where would that seed of mistrust come from?
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, we know in the hierarchy of growing up, trust versus mistrust is in the first stage.
Oh, yeah.
First stage.
Oh, yeah. We're talking about you learn this before you're a year old.
Right. You learn that before you're 6 months old.
Because when you start crying because you got a wet diaper and nobody comes, you learn that you can't trust nobody.
Right. That's right.
And did you mention that I'm scared of being alone, the fear of alone and the fear of abandonment? Because that fear of alone and fear of abandonment will cause you to deal with a lot of stuff in your life that you don't need to be dealing with.
Yeah, it will.
Because you'll put up with crap. And put up with mess and put up with other people's issues. Other people's issues.
Just so. You won't be abandoned and alone.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know. All of that. That
all
trust.
Mm-hmm.
And so we back to this whole thing. Don't you know that you are what does your 1 Corinthians 16 say?
My 1 Corinthians says
3:16.
Know ye not that ye are the temple of God.
That you are the place where God dwelleth.
And then that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you.
And that the Spirit of God, the Spirit that gives life, the Spirit that gives imparts wisdom, the Spirit that has that embodies all of the fruits and gifts of the Spirit.
Oh, yeah. Know ye not.
Yeah. See,
and when we think about that idea of the temple, you know, people get caught up. People get real. They get themselves in a real mess. You know why, Mom? Mm-hmm. Because they keep forgetting that it is not what you put into the mouth that defiles you.
It's what comes out.
It's what comes out. And time again, we get caught up with that. They got caught up with it in the Old Testament and the New Testament. That's why we know this, that it's not about what you put in, what you put out. Because Jesus had to tell them because they was confused. Or as we said, confused.
Confused. They were confused.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the thing is, we see ourselves limited to the dynamic that is in front of us.
Well, most definitely.
All we see is what's in front of us.
Yeah.
And we know us through other people's impressions of ourselves. Mm-hmm. We are told who we are from the time we are a baby.
That's right.
We are told. And so now you now are getting understanding about what the words meant. Because when you're a baby, you don't know what they mean, but they have taken residence in you. And there is, I heard that before, agreement going on in your body when you're now recognizing those words.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, when you go from the pretty little baby to you're always getting into everything, I'm so tired of you, why are you always asking me questions?
Yeah.
You know, keep your hands. Why you got to break everything you get your hands on?
You know, and I want y'all to know, my mother tried very hard to be a better mom than her mother was, just like every mom tries to do that. And so she said, you heard what she said is, you know, why do you have to break everything that you put your hands on? My mom wouldn't like something like that. So my mom changes. She came up with this faith. Maybe she didn't come up with it. See with your eyes, not with your hands.
But that was in stores. You know, and my special Christmas ornament. Okay, let me share another Louise Hay.
Okay.
As we get ready to go to our break. In the infinity of life where I am, all is perfect, whole, and complete. In the infinity.
Infinity of life where I am.
All is perfect, whole, and complete. I see any resistance patterns within me only as something else to release. They have no power over me. I am the power in my world. I flow with the changes taking place in my life as best I can. I approve of myself and the way I am changing. I'm doing the best I can. Each day gets easier. I rejoice that I am in the rhythm and flow of my ever-changing life. Today is a wonderful day. I choose to make it so. All is well in my world. TalkTainmentRadio.com. Check us out on WCRS FM 98.3. Wednesday and Sunday evenings, blogs and podcasts are available. Download TalkTainmentRadio.com app. I got it on mine, to your cell or your tablet. We go where you go. Radio the way it should be heard. Stay right there. This is Pastor O Speaks, and we are still talking about do the right thing. And just hold tight. We're going to have a look in the mirror up next on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
TalkTainmentRadio.com is the premier internet radio platform offering 40-plus talk radio-style programs professionally produced, optimized for online distribution, featuring Columbus, Ohio on-air personalities. TalkTimeRadio.com offers listeners diverse programming options covering topics such as arts and culture, love, life and relationships, technology, religion, paranormal activities, local and national politics, women's issues, alongside health and wellness. Listeners can access their favorite TalkTimeRadio.com programs free of cost through the website. Download the TTR app to your cell phone and you can take us wherever you go. We have programs on demand to fit your schedule through our podcast. The address is TalkTainmentRadio.com.
Have you ever wished you could spend more time with your kids or maybe quality time with your spouse when you can actually have an uninterrupted conversation? Do you owe your dad a little catch-up time? Well, it's time to reconnect, and no activity can bond a family together quite like boating and fishing. I mean, think of all the great experiences you had as a kid when you went boating or fishing. Well, guess what? It's still great. Boating and fishing are the perfect opportunities for your family to get away, to talk, to laugh, to create new memories. So take someone you love out on the water and see where the water takes you. If you haven't been on the water in a while and you're not sure where to start, or if you just like to have some helpful tips for your next trip, please visit TakeMeFishing.org. This has been a public service of TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard.
Hey, Carol, that's your third espresso. What's going on?
I've just been to my doctor, and he's ordered lots of tests. Blood work, scans, x-rays.
Why? Is everything okay?
That's just it. I don't really know the whole story.
Well, I think the best thing you can do is get more involved in your own health care and get some information.
How do I do that?
One of the most important things you can do for your health is to ask questions. Be an active and informed member of your health care team. Remember, your health care is about you. For starters, you should ask what condition you're being tested for, how the tests will be done, how soon you'll get the results, and what happens after that. Learn more about what questions to ask about medical tests and other aspects of your health care. Get the brochure, Be Prepared for Medical Appointments, available at ahrq.gov/consumer. That's ahrq.gov/consumer. A message from the U.S. Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality.
I don't recycle. I mean, we can just find another planet for your kids to live on, you know?
Log on to YouGottaBeKidding.org and learn about all the ways you can recycle.
Hey, recycling's just not my thing.
Don't be that guy. Log on to YouGottaBeKidding.org.
Hey, wake up. You can't dream your way into college. There are actual steps you need to take, steps that go beyond just getting good grades. So if you're serious about college, visit knowhowtogo.org today. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
You are now listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com and WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network and TalkTainmentRadio.com.
You got the power.
TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. That's radio the way it should be heard. This is Pastor Orinda Hawkins Brinkley on Pastor O Speaks, and I'm in the studio with
the Reverend Katrina Hawkins Bowles, and we are talking about
do the right thing.
Do the right thing.
And I want to get in touch with somebody who is the legend, the one, the only man in the mirror, as we try to make a change in our life to learn how to do the right thing for ourselves.
Gonna make a change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. And as I turned up the collar board, my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street without enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them need? A son has disregard a broken bottle top and a one-man soul. They follow each other on the wind and know, 'cause they got nowhere
See, you know, when we look in the mirror,
yeah,
I think about the when you don't have a full length mirror, and you look real good from the neck up, you know. But when you have a full length mirror,
yeah,
when you can see the whole image,
yeah,
you know, and that we look in it darkly and we forget, you know, we walk away. And we forget what we see. And so it takes courage sometimes to move beyond.
Yeah.
You know, the change doesn't start outside of ourselves. You know, we don't change because other people change. Well, we do. If we get in a situation where everybody else changes around you, but you can't help but change. But if you're in a situation and refusing to move beyond, you know what I'm saying, you are.
And that's the visual that I also got about the mirror. Mm-hmm. There was this movie that Monique did called Fat Girls. And in the midst of a lot of broken issues in regards to her mm-hmm. overweight, mm-hmm. she got to a point and she took her clothes off and she looked at herself in the mirror.
Yes, and say, I love you.
I love you and I love this role. And I love that.
I did it, girl. And it's an amazing thing.
And
when
so
you do that.
When you say courage, when you say courage,
yes.
To be able to look at it.
Yes.
To be able to look at the good, to look at the bad, look yes. at what you want to change, look at who you are and all of who you are.
Right. Right.
To be honest with yourself.
Yes.
You know, a lot of times we don't even want to be honest with our own self. And there are people all the time who get stuck in situations because we don't even want to be real with ourselves. Real and say, I deserve better than this.
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh.
Yeah, but then if you have a pattern of bringing to yourself
mm-hmm.
less than what you desire
mm-hmm.
until you find out how you are bringing it.
Yeah.
You'll keep getting what you don't desire.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and so you have to start on some basic things of releasing some things. You have to
forgive.
Forgiveness is a big one.
And,
you know,
and that's one of your life mantras. I know you talk about forgiveness all the time.
All the time. You have to do that. You have to dissolve resentment.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you have to let go of revenge. And you have to visualize yourself without those entrapments.
Mm.
And see, you know, another scripture says that we have the mind of Christ.
Yeah.
So we can think like the creator who created out of nothing.
That's right.
And so now you have something that you don't like the way you're getting the results of that something in your life.
Mm-hmm.
So how are you going to visualize? Now you have to visualize what would be not getting what you don't want out of your life. Because now you're visualizing what you don't want.
Mm.
Now you need to visualize what you do want. But you have the powerful mind of the Creator God in you because we have the mind of Christ and we are the temple
yes.
of the creative spirit of God. So we can visualize that which we desire to come.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't have to be something else. It can be exactly those things. You know, you mentioned Moesha talking about getting in the mirror saying you love yourself.
Monique. Yeah.
You have to. I love myself. And that becomes new. You don't look at the old body and say, it's no use. The fact that you say, I love myself is new.
Yeah. Especially if you have been hating yourself.
Especially if you've been hating yourself. So you claim what you have now come to know in your forgiveness. I forgive myself for every time I've abandoned myself.
Mm.
I forgive myself every time I have said, I hate my nose, I hate my eyes, I hate my boobs, I hate my rolls, I forgive myself for allowing people to treat me less than because I thought I was less than.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I forgive myself. And that releases a lot of pressure, and it makes room to claim a new vision of who you see yourself as being. That's a good example about looking in the mirror and say, because you look in the mirror, you look at yourself.
And we know, come on, we're not new at this. We know good and well that most of us look in the mirror, and the first thing we look at are the things that we want to change. We look at the bumps on our face, or we look at the uneven skin tone, or if we don't like our smile, our face goes straight to our smile. But it's not about perfection. Not one person on this world is perfect.
No.
Even the ones who may look like they perfect, they still ain't perfect.
Right.
You think, I hate to say this.
What?
But do you think Halle Berry felt perfect after Eric Benet cheated on her and left her?
Oh, Lord Jesus. You know what? I'm going to tell you how bad it is. It's really bad. One of the things that comforted me when I'd been on the Optifast,
mm-hmm.
when it was experimental, and I've signed into more than one trial.
Woo!
But I signed into the trial for that back in the
yes,
day.
Yes, Castro is one to sign for trials. She does do that.
Well, somebody got to find out who but anyway. So I signed on the trial, and I lost a lot of weight.
Yeah.
I didn't know I was cute until then. I said, oh my God, I didn't know. But I found out something that I did not know. Dudes who have no principles like thin women, just like they like fat ones. They're just not trying to find a fat girl to abuse. They'll abuse anybody. I mean, emotionally. They will I don't believe all men are dogs. But men with bad habits of relationships with women, will mistreat a skinny woman just like they'll mistreat a fat one.
Yes. Yeah.
And so I learned that. See, I thought it was just because I was fat.
Oh, no, mama.
It wasn't.
No.
About the fat.
No. Because I can name a whole bunch of tens. I'm talking some dimes.
Yeah.
Hallie being one of them. Ava Longoria Parker. Yeah, she was a desperate housewife.
Yeah. Talktainmentradio.com, child. Let me tell you, this is the world's greatest radio. And that's radio the way it should be heard. This is Pastor Brenda Hawkins Brinkley, Pastor O. And this is Pastor O Speaks. Pastor
Katrina is here representing.
And we are two chocolate chubby chicks.
That's right. With pretty smiles.
and I tried really hard, really, not to dump my broken mess on my child. That was not what I wanted to do. But be back to the beginning now. The things that you want to do, I do not. And the things that I don't want to do, those are the things that you do. So if your heart is really not intent on wrecking havoc on somebody else's life, then you have to be on a quest to inspect and be introspective about what you do, how you do it, and why you do it.
That's right. That is right.
You just have to be. I mean, and know that your instant reactions are more than likely based on what's coming up out of you than what someone is imposing on you.
Yes.
You know, had a conversation, and I don't know whether I had it or heard it now, but this idea that you're in a nail salon and the women who are from other countries who do our nails are talking about us as if they don't have no life.
Oh.
You know, is that they don't have a life. They don't have children, husbands, families to feed, groceries to do, laundry to get done, houses to keep clean. They got a life.
Yes, they do have a life, and it is very egotistical of us to think that they're talking about.
That we're so important that they ain't got nothing else to do but sit up and talk about us. That is so sick.
But I will say this.
What?
If you got jacked up feet, they very well could be talking about you. I'm sorry. I'm being real, because I have jacked up feet.
Well, that's your sensitivity. And I do too. But you're my daughter, so I reckon it runs in the family. Mama did. Now I understand why she was always picking at her feet, because they were always dry. But I'm just saying. It's not, you know, we have this idea that being the center of our universe means that everything revolves around us. And why is it if they could not? And the thing is, it would have to be, why couldn't, if we really thought they were talking about us, why couldn't they be saying how put together we are?
And they could be.
I know, but they don't have to be saying anything at all about us. The luxury is being able to have your personal conversation without everybody knowing what you're saying. I'm just saying that we think that all the other stuff that causes pain is always outside.
Yes, we do. We do. And yes, we are naturally egocentric. I'm not saying that that's not true. I'm agreeing with you.
Yeah.
Believe me, I agree with you.
Yeah.
I listen, there are in a lot of ways that I'm very naive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It was going to college that had me having my first experiences in nail salons that have people from other countries.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I don't want to just really go deep.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that Louise Hay says is our minds create our future.
Most definitely.
I love that.
Well, every action starts with a thought.
Right. Everyone. Every action starts with a thought. Everyone. I mean, there isn't one, whether we are aware of the thought or not, it was still a thought.
Most definitely. And even reflexes have thoughts.
That's right. They do.
They just happen so fast.
Yeah. So our minds create our future. So the things that we don't want to do that we do, and the things that we,
the good we would do, we often fail to do, the evil we do not, we find ourselves doing.
Right. When we do that and we're caught in the middle there, our minds can change what happens next.
Yes.
We're not stuck there. We're not in a place of helplessness there. And not only do we have that, but we have the mind of Christ. So even though that scripture that for now we look in the glass darkly. I'm going to see. Come on.
And it's not only the mind of Christ.
Yes.
But the spirit that dwelleth, the same spirit.
Right.
Of Christ. Is that it dwelleth in us.
It says, I'm going to read the New Living Translation. Okay. Now we see things imperfectly, like puzzling reflections in a mirror. But then when Christ comes, inside of us, we will see everything with perfect clarity. All that I know now is partial and incomplete, but then I will know everything completely, just as God now knows me completely. It says when Christ comes, but then we will see all that I know now is partial, but then we will see everything perfect, but then I will know everything completely. That's that time of the eschatological, the already but not yet.
Oh yeah.
Christ has not come back in the fullness, but Christ is present in the Holy Spirit in us.
Yeah.
And that's why with the mind of Christ
in and through us,
we have that ability to change our thinking, which will change our actions, which will change our future.
Yes.
It will change it. It won't be what it was. We can't change the past, but we are empowered to change the future.
And I know personally that when you begin that domino effect of change,
yes,
it affects everything around you. It really affects your relationships because you become changed. And so how you relate to people becomes different.
It becomes, I think of it as a ballet. A modern dance ballet, I would say, with stuff like Firebird, you know, or somebody. It's getting past and making that first wild jump into the dance, you know, and being involved and moving because it is like a dance.
Yeah,
you know, you have choreographed movements, and then you have passion.
Yeah, yeah. Interestingly enough, as you read that New Living Translation, mm-hmm. you know what the visual I got?
What was it?
A kaleidoscope.
Okay.
When the translation mentioned the puzzling aspect of it, I saw the kaleidoscope. Mm-hmm. Because when you're looking at the kaleidoscope, it's all broken and it seems, it's just confusing to look mm-hmm. at. It's not a clear vision of something exactly.
Yeah.
But when you get a chance to look at it through a microscope or binoculars, you know, you're able to see it,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And so this idea of trying to do the right thing and knowing that we're not going to get it perfect, but always striving to get it right.
Yes, yes.
As I say, for your tomorrow to be better than your today.
Yes. See, the decision you can make.
Yeah.
But sometimes you make the decision and try, and it doesn't work the way you put your preconceived notion.
Exactly.
See, because once we decide, we have an outcome that we have to see to feel like it's really working.
Yeah.
The incrementals we aren't paying attention to. We don't know how to recognize or enjoy the journey to the actual change.
Yeah.
Because you don't start at the change. You start where you are.
That's right. And with the...